Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Larry. And Larry, just say a few words so they'll know what Larry I'm talking to.
You're talking to Larry the Cucumber, Rose.
Larry?
Which, by the way, Rose is a wonderful VeggieTales name. One of my best friends is Petunia, so...
Well, maybe you can create a rose.
Absolutely.
Now, Larry, you have quite a few friends. I wondered if you would just tell us how those friends you came to get to know them.
Well, of course, my best friend is Bob, and he's a tomato. And Bob and I have been together for years now, actually 20 years. This is our 20-year anniversary of VeggieTales. So
Wow. We've
been going all this time. We've stayed fresh as ever. You know, all we need is a spritzing every, like, 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the relative humidity.
Yes.
And we stay fresh. So it's great. But Bob is, you know, he's a good guy. He gets a little cranky before meals, but once he gets his blood sugar back up, you know, he's a friendly tomato.
Well, what about Madam Blueberry?
Oh, yeah. Well, Madam Blueberry's awesome. You know, we first met her in the show Madam Blueberry, where she was so blue she didn't know what to do.
Yes.
So she just wasn't thankful for what she had, but then she learned an important lesson about that. And she's been in a lot of shows since. So she's been Mayor Blueberry and a bunch of different roles. So she's a great Blueberry.
Now, I think the very first time I met you, Larry, I'm trying to remember if it was with a giant cucumber.
Oh, are you the giant pickle?
Yeah, the giant pickle.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Dave and the giant pickle. Yeah, yeah. So we told the story of David and Goliath, and Goliath was a giant pickle with boxing gloves.
Oh, that's right. I remember those. And I remember the little sheep would just, like, bloop, fall over on their side.
They just tip over, sheep tipping.
sheep tipping. And then there was the one... The bunny.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Mr. Nezzer, and he's a zucchini. Yeah, so his first role was King Nebuchadnezzar. That's why he's named Mr. Nezzer. And he had a little crony played by Mr. Lunt, kind of who did all his dirty work. And they tried to get us to bow down to the chocolate bunny, kind of like in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It wasn't really a chocolate bunny in the Bible. It was some golden thing.
Yes.
And we wouldn't, and we got thrown into the fiery furnace and all that, but, you know, we turned out okay.
Oh, that's wonderful, Larry. It sounds like God's just been with you through all kinds of adventures.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we probably told about 50 stories over the last 20 years.
And, 50 stories.
Oh, yeah, from Bible stories to stories like Madam Blueberry and Larry Boy. Larry Boy's my superhero alter ego, so I get to put on my super suction ears and my super suit.
Now, who thought of silly songs with Larry?
Well, of course I did. Because I just wanted to be silly. So, you know, I started off, my very first silly song was the Water Buffalo song.
Oh,
everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Where'd we get them? I don't know, but everybody's got a water buffalo. Woo! Went something like that. And then there was the hairbrush song, and I love my lips, and all of those. And I do, every show I do a silly song, so it's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, silly songs with Larry are just, that's just my favorite part, too. Now, today we're specifically supposed to talk about one of your latest ones, and it's called McLarry and the Stinky Cheese Battle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the silly song in that is Kilts and Stilts.
Kilts and Stilts.
Yes. So we, you know, it's a Scottish-themed silly song. And so we're all wearing kilts of one variety.
Yes.
It starts off with Scottish kilts, and then it goes to Irish kilts, and then it goes to, well, I won't give away too much,
but
it's really fun.
Yes, we don't want to give away. Now, when you are creating these stories, there's layers. You know, I've even seen Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it so appealing for us adults, is because we see the layers in there. There's the layer of the morals and values that you're teaching. There's the Bible stories that are incorporated, but then there's the takeoff either on something that's very culturally identifiable.
Right.
And so, McLarry, you said it's a Scottish theme. I'm trying to think of what layer is in there.
Oh, well,
there.
What layer is in there?
Yeah.
Well, Braveheart, you know, remember that movie, Braveheart, you know?
Yes.
And so we kind of do a little bit of that, and but we're doing the Barbarians. That's the
that's the
Scottish tribe, the Barbarians. They're doing battle with the Romans. Two peoples that never really met back in the day, but you know, we mm-hmm. kind of have fun with it. So they go to battle, and they've been playing pranks on each other for years, and I play McAlary, and I don't really like to do all that. I'm not a prankster. I don't like to do battle, but what I do like to do is invent. And so that's the gift that I've been given, and so I use that to help stop the battling. So it's a lot of fun.
And as I listened to the preview copy, I thought of Bible prophecy, and it almost seems natural that you would start to progress towards the end of the Bible, so to speak, because of the times that we live in. You know, men shall be the knowledge shall increase, and rumors of wars and that kind of thing. So just McAlary just kind of fit in with that. Because we know, you know, from Bible prophecy that those two nations, the Greeks and, I mean, the Romans, took over from Greece.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In the big statue. Of course, it was a chocolate bunny in your venue, but it represented the big image of Nebuchadnezzar, where, you know, the gold was the head, and then the silver, and then Greece, and then Rome. And Rome was the last big empire to take over.
Right, right.
So there's so many layers there. If anybody takes a moment with VeggieTales, they can see the deep thoughts and that are embedded in
this. We love that. You know, we love making a message that's really simple for kids to get, but then a story that's kind of woven together that has, like you said, layers for adults and even grandparents to get. So we love that.
Profound meanings. And it's all right to be silly. You know, God created us for his joy.
That's right.
And you have brought so much joy. I never thought that kids would like, you know, to listen to music, but silly songs, they will have at school, they'll have me replay that part over and over and over again. And I just really praise God for what that, you know, for that ministry that you've done. So, Larry, just share with us, and then we'll take a little break, but share with us how you became Larry.
How I became Larry? Well, let's see. Well, I was just an ordinary cucumber, and, you know, I studied Methodist acting growing up, so as opposed to method acting. Where's the drum roll?
Boom, boom.
Yes. Well, you know, and I just really, I love singing silly songs, and Bob and I met, and we decided to make a show. So it's great, and we've met a lot of new friends over the years, and, you know, if you're a talking vegetable in this world, we're always willing to talk to you. So come on out and audition for VeggieTales.
Well, and of course, I'm a vegetarian. So the first
Why, thank
time,
you.
The first time I heard about VeggieTales, I'm going, woohoo, they're making cartoons.
Oh, wait, that means you eat vegetables.
Yes.
Where's the door? No, actually, I think it's great.
I won't eat you.
You know what I always say? As long as your vegetables aren't talking to you, go ahead and eat them.
Okay.
If they're protesting, then you might want to leave them alone.
Okay. Okay, so you and Bob the Tomato, who composed the song? Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, the theme song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I did the tuba part, you know.
You did the tuba.
Yeah, I play the tuba. It's one of the few instruments that I can really play, that and the bugle.
That's a great combination.
That's right. I can play the slide guitar sometimes if I just slide up and down the neck.
It's hard to play instruments without hands.
It really is. It really, really is.
And was there a thought behind why you didn't put any hands on your vegetables or on yourself?
Well, you know, besides the fact that that's the way God made us, you know. But, you know, we're computer animated, so
It didn't seem to stop from talking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Didn't necessarily make us to do that either.
Well, God is great.
That's right. He's got a sense of humor when it comes to vegetables, too.
Yes. Well, you know, from an educator's point of view, the simplicity of the shapes are very appealing. It actually is better to have a more simple image than have this very complicated image.
Yeah, that's what we've heard over the years. You know, like, you know, Bob is round and red, and I'm kind of tall and green. And, you know, I think the kids just like watching us because we're just fun and simple to watch.
Yeah, well, I never thought I'd like watching you either, but I've gotten totally hooked through the years, so I have all of your Veggie Tales in VHS form, and now I'm going over to DVD.
Wow, you're making the switch finally,
yeah,
huh?
I'm making the switch.
Congratulations.
And as we were, you know, as we were coming to this interview, we didn't have a DVD player, and guess what? I discovered
that it plays in your computer.
That it plays in my computer.
Wow.
So great. Really coming along here, and you know, you've helped us grow. Well, we're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the creator of Larry the Cucumber. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162.
Christmas shines most bright and true when you give the love God gave to you. To give love this Christmas, go to SamaritansPurse.org/VeggieTales, and you can learn from Bob and I how to put together your own shoebox for a special kid somewhere in the world that needs your help.
Well, welcome back. I've been talking to Larry. Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales, and now I don't even know if I can pronounce your real name.
Well, I'll help you out. It's Naraki.
Naraki.
I always tell people Michael, it's Naraki with a N.
Naraki.
Yeah,
oh, thank you. That helps
that
me
helps
a lot.
Yeah.
Naraki.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Naraki.
Uh-huh.
And Bob the Tomato, what's his name?
His name is Phil Vischer.
Phil Vischer. Mm-hmm. And you two young people, I mean, you still look very young to me.
Why, thank you. I'm not.
You do young people, but you're young in heart.
That's right. Yeah, I have to stay young at heart. Yeah.
And you got together as young people, and you took animation in college, or?
You know what? Studied a little bit of art in college, but really, and Phil was an aspiring filmmaker as well, but we were both working in the video post-production industry in Chicago, and I was actually working in that industry as a way to pay my way through school. I was in pre-med. I wanted to be a missionary doctor. That was my goal, and so I got a job, this entry-level job at a video post-production house duplicating videotapes, and Phil was working there too, and we would, you know, we were learning all the tricks of the trade, the editing and, you know, sound and computer animation was just coming out. The place that we were working at had just bought one of the very first pieces of hardware for computer animation, and we were computer savvy, and so we figured it all out, and we had done some performing in the past. And decided to take what we did with writing into this new art form of computer animation, and launched VeggieTales. 1993 was our first show.
1993, and now we're in 2014. So, 2013. 20 years. You're right.
Yeah.
It might be 2014 by the time it's all said and
done. That's right. It will be eventually.
Yes. So. It's interesting how God takes and just, you know, we have our plans for ourselves, but God says, I have plans for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is really a great story. So you're working together and you just sit there one day and go, okay, let's make these vegetables. Let's do something about vegetables or.
Well, yeah, you know, well, Phil was in an aspiring filmmaker, and he was always looking to, you know, what kind of show could we do? And for me, it's like, I had a blast doing it, but it was just something to get me through medical school. And, so we would cook up different ideas, and we would sometimes, you know, we were roommates with another guy. We'd take some equipment home and, you know, shoot these goofy videos and come back and edit them and stuff like that. And so, we thought at one point, well, maybe we could create a live action show that would be fun. And, but then the more we started getting into computer animation, the more we thought, wow, this could be really appealing to kids. If we kept it simple, we'd be able to afford to do a half an hour show because, you know, with computer animation at the time, nobody was really doing anything more than a couple minutes long. And so because the technology was so limited, but we thought, wow, if we had really simple characters to tell, you know, fairly simple stories, then we might be able to pull it off. And really at the heart of that was the desire to tell stories that could help parents pass on biblical values to their kids. Because we saw, looking out there, that there really wasn't a lot available for parents who wanted to pass on those values to their kids. You know, a lot of stuff that was out there was, you know, either completely devoid of any sort of faith element or wasn't necessarily the most, you know, entertaining or creative. And we wanted to combine those two into something that was really appealing to kids and could really,
so
you know, contain those values.
That first storyline.
That first storyline, Phil wrote the very first storyline, which was, there was two stories. Daniel in the Lion's Den, the story out of the Bible, and then Where's God When I'm Scared, which is basically Bob and Larry show up in Junior's room, and Junior's afraid of the, he just mm-hmm. watched a Frankencellery movie, and he's afraid,
yes,
and so they sing the song, God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman.
Yes.
So yeah, that was our very first episode. And where did it air?
I mean, how did you get it out there?
Well, you know, that was ignorance was bliss back then. Our thought was, well, if we take out ads in some Christian parenting magazines, you know, we could sell them, you know, direct mail and VHS VHS. And so it was a lot of these technologies were converging at the time, you know, home video and computer animation and non-linear editing, which turned out to be an important thing for us, too, just in terms of putting mm-hmm. the show together. So a lot of these things were coming together at the same time, and you know, we were in the right place at the right time, but thought, well, you know, we've got this in our heart to make the show, so let's make it. Let's try the best we can to get it out there to people. And so we took out these ads, and we received 500 orders for the first show, which didn't even come close to covering the cost of, you know, our production.
Yeah.
And even at the time, I think we spent maybe $60,000 making the first show, which included the, you know, the hardware that we needed for the show, and, you know, to rent the space that we needed to put it together in. You know, it didn't even come close to that. But one of the orders came from a record exec at Word who had seen one of our ads and was intrigued and ordered a copy and loved it. And so then after that, we got a distribution deal. So that's kind of how that all started.
Yeah, that was history.
Yeah. So, you know, by the time we started on we finished the first show, you know, not knowing, you know, because obviously we had no idea we'd even be able to do a second show.
Right.
So we were so thrilled just to finish that first show. But then, you know, once we got that distribution deal rolling, it took probably about 3 or 4 years for the show really to catch on. I mean, we went out into Christian bookstores, which was our very first audience, and mm-hmm. you know, we found it was very grassroots, very word of mouth. So a lot of bookstore clerks, you know, mm-hmm. saw the videos and would tell their customers about it, and then it just started kind of word of mouth from there. And it took a few years to get going before it really started to blow up.
I mean, it's a household word now in Christian families, VeggieTales. I mean, you have some people that, you know, don't want their children to watch anything animated.
Yeah.
But the majority of people recognize the value. That, this is a valuable tool to help their children along life's journey.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. It's a tool. It's part of what parents can use, to hopefully teach their kids. You know, it's stories with biblical values. You know, how, given... we want to pass on stories that assume that there's a God who made us, who loves us, in the story of creation, fall, and redemption, you know, and how, if we assume that's true, you know, what does God have to say about sharing, about forgiveness, about loving your neighbor, all of that. And so those are the types of values, types of morals that we want to pass along with the show.
And now that has become the industry standard, really, for Christian animation, is VeggieTales. So you know, praise the Lord for that. Well, I want to take the last few minutes of the show to just talk a little bit about McLarry and the Stinky Cheese Battle.
That's right.
Vegans might not like this, or maybe they will.
Yes, this is cheese that is not consumed in this episode.
That's right. That's right. And we talked a little bit about it, but just go over how you decide what to do? I mean, do you and Bob sit there and, Larry and Bob sit there and go,
yeah, the visuals fight it out. Well, we're always looking for the type of lesson that is going to be useful for kids, you know, so that's first and foremost. So as we approach something, is this going to be a type of story that a mom is going to appreciate for her kids, you know? And we thought, you know, this story about Larry and you know, being kind of an outcast in his tribe, somebody who's different, who, you know, God uses in the end to heal a broken relationship, we thought was you know, a great story to tell. And just the whole concept that, you know, we're in the body are many parts, but we all belong to each other. And God gives us each gifts to use for his glory and for the benefit of others. And so that's what we wanted to bring through in this story.
I mean, I'm sure I have listeners that, you know, would like to or maybe are already dabbling in computer animation. And do you write the script first? And then
Sure. In terms of the animation process, you know, we'll get the concept for the story, and we'll do sort of a, you know, an outline of how the story is going to flow, and then we'll do the screenplay. And, you know, that process, those two steps probably take the longest out of anything, just making sure the story is, we feel the story is right. And then once that happens, we go to what's called a story reel, which is sort of a comic book version of the final animation, where we'll storyboard everything out, we'll record the voices, and then we'll put it together and edit it. And even in that phase, a lot ends up changing, because what you think looks good on script, you know, once you get it up on reels, you know, it's like, oh, that doesn't work, or what if we did this? You know, so there's a lot of forming that goes on in there. And so then once we have that story reel done, that becomes the blueprint for the whole show. And then we can start the production process where we're creating the models for the locations and props and characters and, you know, building the world that the show's going to happen in. And then we'll animate it after that.
That's wonderful. So in conclusion, what have you learned about God through all this process?
Oh, you know, you mentioned a little bit earlier that we just don't know how God's going to use us and then the plans that he has for us. You know, I remember thinking, you know, when I was in high school, I went forward at a youth conference and dedicated my life to ministry. And at the time, for me, that meant, you know, going into pediatrics, into missionary pediatrics. I thought that's was how God was going to use me. And I would have had no idea, knowing that, you know, 20 years later, or actually probably 26 years later now, after, you know, starting that journey, that I'd be, you know, have a career as a cucumber. So I, you know, just be, you know, open to how God moves in your life. And, you know, I think if I were to have been, you know, I think regardless of the path that I chose, you know, God could have used me, but I think, you know, just being willing to take those opportunities that he opens up for you, you know, he can do wonderful things through that.
Yes, and it was it was very ambiguous there. And I'm sure there's been times throughout your experience where, you know, you really had to move out on faith.
Yeah. Well, I remember, you know, my mom bought me, when I graduated from my pre-med, she bought me a leather-bound edition of Grey's Anatomy. So she was so proud. Okay, this is for you for medical school. And then that phone call, oh, by the way, we're thinking about doing this animated thing where we're vegetables telling Bible stories. And, you know, so it was a bit of a shock. But my parents were very supportive. And there has been times. I mean, it's been, you know, a roller coaster over the years. 20 years, you know, a lot of good has happened. And a lot of, you know, we had a lot of rough times as well. But when I see the feedback, when I hear the feedback and see, you know, how God has used this in people's lives, you know, it's just a pleasure to be part of it all. So,
well, thank you so much for being with us. I've been talking to Larry the Cucumber and also his creator, Mike Naraki.
Naraki, Rocky with enough.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Oh, thanks, Rose. Oh, and if I could say to your audience, always remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Goodbye!
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.